Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Emmett County Board of Commissioners meeting for January 8th, 2024, and ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, roll, please.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Here.
Mr. Lofbaum, Commissioner Lofbaum mentioned that you may have an addition to our agenda before we do approval.
Yes, I would like to add one item to the agenda. I'd like to discuss that motion that was passed by the previous board for the $450,000 for transportation to outside transit sources.
Would you like to add that to the next agenda? Well, I think you want to discuss that tonight, correct?
It'd be great if you could, or next week.
There's
a process for doing that. This isn't the process for it, though.
Typically, we would have something and we'd add it to the next agenda. If we've got an agenda item that would like to be added, we'd add it to the next agenda.
I'll leave it up to your discretion.
Well, let's do that. Mr. Boyer seems to want to go that route. So. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Looking for approval of the agenda as presented.
I'm going to make the motion.
The motion is there second.
Second.
The motion is second. Any discussion on the agenda as presented? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Commissioners, you have before you a consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda individual commissioners would like to remove? If not, there is a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Seeing no discussion, then roll call, please.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
We are now to the part of the agenda for public comment. Anyone wishing to address the commission has 3 minutes. Can come to the center podium, please. Second call for public comment. See when no one rushing toward the podium. I will close public comment. We have no appearance of Mr. Boyer, so administrative report.
Thank you. Kind of a light report as we get back into the swings after the holiday season. I will report that up at McGauplin, we have started that project for our expanded parking lot. They started doing some of the demo up there and doing the grading. This has been a nice fall for us to continue to work. Hopefully that will get an early start in paving next spring and have that completed for next year. I did provide a planning and zoning update for the year. Tammy is here tonight. She gave us an update, and you can see some of the trends in here. When you look at it, compared to 23, our zoning numbers are down about 5% for 23. We have seen an increase in the about 12% in the new dwelling units. So we went from 120 to 135. So that's a positive number there. What else do I have? The airport, we continue. It's been slow up there with the weather. We have not seen, we've seen a steady flow. Actually, I forgot the front page of this. On the airport, I'm sorry. I skipped to the second page. You'll see our employments, our numbers are a little bit better than they were in 20, but 20 was right in the middle of the pandemic, and that's the reduced flights they have. We hope to see those numbers increase, but the way things are going, I think that's going to kind of be the new norm that we're going to see for the next year as they try to work through their pilot shortage. You will see our fuel sales are up for the most part, and that trend continues, and that's on our private airplanes and jets that are coming into the airport. That is what I have for you tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Boyer. Any questions for the administrator? Seeing none, we have no unfinished business. We'll move into new business. First item is 57 Sacred Heart Recovery Program Project Coordinator, Mr. Morris.
As you recall, we approved this grant a couple of meetings ago, and in that grant it had these requirements in there for these positions that would be needed for the treatment court. There are three that you will have tonight: the project coordinator, Harbor Hall, which is going to provide services for testing and therapy, and the third would be for a defense attorney. So the first one we have on tonight is for the project coordinator, and that project coordinator gives oversight to the team, prepares our grant reports, and trains the team. And this contract is not to exceed $14,625.
Looking for a motion from
the board. I would like to make that motion. I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Alyssa Harold to provide project coordinator services not to exceed $14,625, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion or questions from Mr. Boyer? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner
Ahrens? Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner Lochbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion carries. Mr. Boyer, 57th District Court, Harbor Hall Agreement.
This is the same as the other agreements. This is one of the services provided by Harbor Hall. They'll do our screening and our assessments to make sure that the people being placed into this are proper for the treatments, and they will provide treatments throughout the calendar year. This contract is not to exceed $45,990. And remember, this is all grant funded.
Thank you. Looking for a motion from the board.
I'd like to make that motion. I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Harbor Hall to provide testing and treatment services not to exceed $45,990, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussions or questions for the administrator? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Lochbaum?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner
Coates? Yes.
Commissioner
May? Yes. Motion carries. Mr. Boyer, 57th Circuit Court Recovery Program.
And the final of the three contracts is with Peter Lyons, attorney at law, to provide defense service to the recovery program and help out with anybody that is in the program. This contract is not to exceed $14,625.
I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Peter Lyons, attorney at law, to provide public defender services not to exceed $14,625, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussions or questions for Mr. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Lochbaum?
Yes.
Motion carries. Mr. Boyer, you or Mrs. Dornberg on the zoning ordinance text amendments?
I'll let Tammy talk. She forgot a few words in this one.
So when we did our zoning ordinance, Tammy Dornberg, I'm a county planning and zoning director. This is a minor amendment to change the zoning ordinance so that single family dwellings are allowed in the R2 zoning district as regulated in R1. Right now they are allowed in R2, but they are not as regulated in R1, so there's no regulations currently with single family dwellings in that zoning district. So we'd like to correct that oversight.
Looking for a motion from the board.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve PP Text 23-02
and the County Planning Commission to amend Articles 5 and 18 to allow single-family dwellings in R2 as regulated in the R1 zoning district as proposed based on the facts presented in this case and the facts presented during the Planning Commission meetings and public hearings because the text is supported by the Hammond County Master Plan and will allow the desired flexibility and additional housing options.
I'll second.
We have a motion to second. Any discussion or questions for Mrs. Dornberg? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes. Motion carries. Mr. Boyer, CDBG Housing Improvement Local Livability Program.
Yes, this CHIL program is a program we discussed a few months ago. Came for us, the grant guidelines were not real clear, and the timeline when the first round went was very fast, and we just couldn't comply with it. We are in the process of the second round right now. We are compliant with all the regulations, so what we have before you is to set a public hearing at our next meeting. It's a $300,000 grant. That's what we've asked for, and that money goes back into the communities for people that own property to do improvements on the properties. And this is to set the public hearing.
Looking for a motion to set a public hearing.
Chair, I move that the board set a public hearing for the CDBG Housing Improving Local Livability CHIL Program grant to be set on Thursday, January 18th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in the Board of Commissioners Room, 200 Division Street, Petoskey, Michigan.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, roll call, please.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Mr. Boyer, capital assets, disposal policies, and procedures.
I will have our finance director just give a quick update on both of these procedures that we have before you. These are minor changes in our procedures and policies.
Pam?
Hey, hold on a second. It's not working. There we go. I got it. Okay. So on the capital assets disposal policies, all we really did was we combined the procedures with the policies to make it so it was easier to read. So there are no changes to this. We just merged the policy document with the procedures, removed the roles and responsibilities section, and then we kept the definitions separate from the policies and procedures. So we're just asking to have this updated so that it's easier to read for our staff.
The last update was 2019, I think, or that's when it was originated.
I'll make that motion.
Go ahead.
I move to approve and implement the attached updated capital assets disposal policies and procedures effective January 1, 2024 to replace the policies previously adopted on August 22, 2019.
I'll second. We have a motion to second. Any discussion or questions for Mrs. Gibson? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion approved. Mrs. Gibson, I guess you're doing approved.
The chairman
manual update.
Yes. So, as you know, with the way costs have increased over the last year and a half, it's caused kind of some issues with our purchasing policy. So what we're asking is to increase the purchase order threshold requirement from $1,000 to $3,000. And then we added also a requirement that when an agreement or a contract is signed by the board for an internal control monitor, we would like to have a purchase order done for that. That way it's easier for us to control that. The other thing is we're asking to increase the capital asset threshold from $5,000 to $8,500. Again, that goes back to cost. And then increase the threshold for three quotes from $3,000 to $5,000. So those are the major changes. We also did some clarifications on items throughout the document that will make it easier, I guess, for the staff to understand. So in that, we removed the word fleet from fleet fuel, so it's just fuel. So it's just very simple wording on that end. So those are the major changes that we have, and we're asking you to approve the updated purchasing manual.
Thank you. Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve and implement the attached updated procurement policy effective January 1, 2024 to replace the policies previously adopted on October 11,
2021. I'll second. We have a motion to second. Any discussion or questions from Mrs. Gibson? Seeing none around the table, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnop?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes. Mr. Boyer, we're now down to the closed session. Question for you, will we be doing any action after the closed session?
There is that option, and that's in the resolution before you tonight.
Okay.
It would not be in closed session, come back and reopen. So there will be no motion, there will be no action taken in the closed session.
And after we come out of closed session, there may be.
There may be, yes.
Yes, thank you, sir. Okay, we have a motion in front of you, Commissioner, to move into a closed session.
I'll make that motion. I move to enter into a closed session pursuant to subsections 8E and 8H of the Michigan Open Meetings Act for purposes of discussing and consulting with county's attorneys regarding, one, a privileged attorney-client legal opinion and correspondence from the county's attorneys, and two, trial or settlement strategy in connection with the pending case of County versus Emmett v. Andrean Investments, LLC, et al., Emmett County Circuit Court, case number 22-107627-CC. Because an open session meeting discussion of such matters would have a detrimental financial effect on the litigation and settlement position of the county in that case.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnop?
Yes.
Commissioner
Mapes? Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion carries. We will be coming back into open session to have public comment and announcements after the closed session.
I'd allow the Assistant County Administrator to stay in the closed session, please.
I have no objection to that. Do any of the board members?
No.
That's fine.
Thank you.
We are back in open session. Commissioners, you have a motion in front of you presented by the Administrator and our attorney regarding our closed session. What is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the settlement proposal recommended by the County Administrator and the County's Attorney as presented to the Board of County Commissioners in closed session on January 8, 2024, pending condemnation case of County of Emmett versus Andrean Investments, LLC, et al., and authorize County's Attorney and County Board of Commissioners Chair White to execute such court filings and legal documents as may be necessary to enter and satisfy a consent judgment to conclude the settlement.
Second.
We have a couple of seconds. Did you get one?
I got one.
Okay.
Which one did you get?
I don't know. That's up to Susie.
Commissioner Ginnop was a little quicker.
I don't make those calls. You think I'm crazy? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Roll call, please, Suzanne.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is communications. Anything, Mr. Boyer?
No.
Public comment? Anything, Michael? Nothing. All right. The announcements is the next Board of Commissioners meeting will be held on January 18th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in the Board of Commissioners room, 200 Division Street. 49770. Anything else for to come before the board?
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.